good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Trying to get back in the mood to be back at work.
Trying to get back in the mood to be back at work. Yeah, we did. We took a few days this week and traveled around a little bit. Went to Virginia, went to West Virginia and Western Maryland, and so we had an interesting adventure for the most part. We found places we would go back, loved, and would go back to again in a heartbeat, and we found places that we wouldn't, didn't we?
I wouldn't go back in a bet.
On a bet. That's right. That's right. Well, all good intentions, you know. We decided to stay in Charlottesville for a couple of nights and thoroughly enjoyed our trip. And
go back there.
Well, definitely. I said, let's go up to West Virginia. There's a little resort up there I know about that I stayed at years ago, and it's great, and it wasn't. And so we wound up leaving, not staying, and heading to Western Maryland, where we had a semi-enjoyable time. But I did get to connect with one of my cousins that I hadn't seen in 30-some years. But that was about the highlight of it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We had some good meals. But
yes.
That was,
yeah. And it was funny. We saw the opposite. We saw either they were social distancing wonderfully.
Yes.
Okay, and being very careful.
Right.
Or places that even there are laws about it right now, or
right,
rules, totally throwing out the window and laughing in people's faces and doing whatever they want.
Yeah, we saw that too. That was very uncomfortable, actually.
And I think there should be a healthy respect for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody's just saying, throw all caution to the wind and screw it, your establishment. I'm not going to
support
your establishment. Thank you.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, good. I think you should. All right. So your levels are better now that I fixed it.
Is that the reason you and everybody's screaming in my ear? It's all right.
No,
don't worry about it.
No, turn down a little bit.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Just keep going.
Can you hear me?
Hear you no matter what. Don't worry.
Okay, fine. Be that way. Okay. This is Alan Ellis and Robin Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we do talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and we talk about that stuff extensively. We throw in crabbing and guns and legislation and regulations and seasons and that type of thing, as it applies usually. And today is October 10th, so I'm not sure. I haven't waterfowl hunted in so long, I haven't paid attention to the seasons. I'm guessing this is early duck season.
I'll look it up when you're done with my friend.
Beginning of early duck season. So any of our listeners can certainly help us out on that. But we have to bring you some bad news today.
Really sad news.
Really sad news from Clyde's Sports Shop. Bill Blamberg, Clyde's younger brother, passed away this past week, Monday, October 5th, while we were gone. I got a lot of texts, a lot of phone calls, some emails and that type of thing about Billy. And Billy was born on May 18th, 1943. He was 77. And May 18th, we never even connected on that, Bill, and I never connected because my birthday is the 19th. So, you know. But I've known him for, I've known Bill and Clyde since 1983. They were a continuous sponsor on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, the old Maryland Sportsman Show, back when we started in 88. Continue to be a sponsor today. And Billy joined the National Guard, and here's the arrangements. Gary L. Kaufman Funeral Home at Meadow Ridge Memorial Park on Washington Boulevard in Elk Ridge. And that's exit 6 off Route 100 on Sunday, tomorrow from 2 to 4. And 6 to 8, and then Celebration of Life funeral service will be held at the Funeral Home Chapel on Monday, October 12th at 11. So those are those are the arrangements. And so sorry for the Clyde Sports Shop family. Billy was loved, and he loved to hunt, and Billy loved to fish, and he loved to go catch bait, especially grass shrimp. And unfortunately, he passed. He was had a brief illness, and
I was amazed by the amount of people who reached out to us through different media and different things, and just because they knew he was on, they knew he supported our show, or they went in there and they just really liked him and wanted to know what was going on, wanted to make sure we knew. It was more than what we normally, and it was impressive. It was very meaningful.
Definitely a community, and we fortunately were able to do a nice article on Clyde's 60th anniversary a couple of years ago, and they've been around since 1957. So, our hearts go out to the family.
And for right now, they are closed until
further notice.
Further notice, and we'll let you know as soon as they open.
Well, we'll let you know. I'm sure they're going to be open next week. I'm positive of that, but. Through this whole thing. So just, I guess you just check with their Facebook page, check with their website and see what's going on with that. So, and, Camo Preacher was very close to them.
Mm-hmm.
We mourn the loss of our friend Bill Blamberg. So, all right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you're headed out today bow hunting or doing some other kind of hunting or fishing, give us a call here on the radio show. We'd love to talk with you about your activities
and
what?
Something that is very big in Clyde's, which are guns.
Yeah.
We have something going on this month.
What do you talk about, the muzzleloader contest?
The muzzleloader contest.
Yeah, I was just getting to that. Muzzleloader contest coming end of the month, the last Saturday of the month. We'll be drawing a name for somebody to win a free CVA muzzleloader. The folks at CVA have been great. A little different this year. I'm not sure what's going on in Georgia as far as with the factory and that type of thing. A lot of people are difficult to reach at CVA this spring. But finally, Chad Shear, they're basically their media guy, got in touch with me, and he said, hey, we're good to go. So the gun is a Wolf model, camo, with a blue barrel, and it's a very, very nice muzzle loader. And here's the difference between the last 10 or 12 years, I guess 12 now, huh? And this year, they shipped the muzzle loaders to us. So whoever wins, it looks like Robin and I will be taking a road trip to deliver your muzzleloader, won't we?
Yes, we will.
In person.
In person. That means if they win up in Maine or somebody calls in from out of state, we just have to take a ride.
Yeah, what do you do if the person from New Zealand calls and wins?
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm
we would be in for that, but if the person from New Zealand wins, unfortunately, we will have to ship that one. Unless, Chris, you'd like to be the carrier.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
What?
If it wins in New Zealand, we all three are going.
Okay. I'm game.
Well, deep pockets, where are you getting money to do that?
I got it.
To deliver.
I got it. Don't worry.
I got
it hidden.
You got the money hidden.
I got it hidden.
Okay, good.
Yeah, right. Don't I wish.
I do wish. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Here are the rules, though. There are rules. You got to call in, leave your phone number with Chris, and go on the air. If you call in and leave your phone number and don't go on the air, you don't do it. And we will also accept email. Entries. And that's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So there you go, Chris. You got your little form there ready to go.
I'm sorry, I'm screening a phone call.
Oh, I'm saying.
Hold on, here comes two more.
We got you. You go
we'll
ahead.
Let you go, buddy. All right, you do what you got to do. I'm sure he has his cheat sheet, so.
Did you? He's always ready.
Did you answer John B?
Not yet.
You need to do that.
Oh gosh, I will.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
No, I'll show you later. Okay.
All right.
I'm going eight different ways.
Yeah, you and Chris are preoccupied with everything else, texts and phone calls and so forth. So I guess we will wait to find out who is on the line. But it's been an interesting week. We hope on our hunting grounds this couple of days that we've been going, we hope some of the corn's been cut around there, and I'll get back into actively hunting here shortly. Once the leaves were beautiful, by the way, Western Maryland, they were turning, and we'd wake up the next day and there'd be more leaves changed, and
it was beautiful.
Yeah, before the end of the week, I mean, it got to be really pretty up there. I guess about another week or so, it'll be peak, right?
Yep.
Yeah, about a week or so. So anyway, well, Chris is screening some calls there, and we're just kind of waiting for that, which is okay. So
that's what we want, is calls.
Yeah, definitely. We want a lot of callers to come in. So, but we need
keep Chris busy.
Yeah, keep Chris busy, and we need to, you know, we'll talk to him here as we go along. You just want to call in and say hi. Just say hi. Hey, I want to be in the contest. I want to be. That's all you got to say. But you got to go on the air. So there you are. And there's the fireplace just came on. That looks pretty.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Backyard Billy's.
Backyard Billy's our sponsor. That's true. Yep.
And they're wonderful tech.
Yes, they are. So.
Very responsive.
I do like when you call for service. So.
Well, Brian comes out and he's just so nice. I like him a lot.
That's true. Well, since we're talking about him, I'll just talk
about him. Go into the
While we're waiting for Chris, we may as well do that, don't you think?
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? You know, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. Well, we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro, that's the brand name, Enviro EX35 model. Gas fireplace inset after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. And, I mean, we shopped it. They did the installation, that is Backyard Billy's, and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service with Brian. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands of gas fireplace inserts. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom. That's Route 50, Exit 44. And the caller last week, if you recall, said, well, they're not really on Kent Island. No, they're not really on Kent Island. But, you know, when you advertise like this radio show that reaches from Frederick to York to Delaware.
To New Zealand.
To Ocean City. When you say Kent Island, everybody knows where Kent Island is.
Yep.
You know, not everybody knows where Graysonville is. Not everybody knows where Kent Narrows is. But everybody knows where Kent Island is. So we say Kent Island, right?
Yep.
It's more of a descriptor. Than anything. So they are Route 50 at Exit 44. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Our fireplace is just beautiful, crackling over there. Look at that.
It looks wonderful this morning, actually.
Yep. But visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace.
I love it.
You love it?
I do love it.
I do.
We've got a couple callers.
Do we? We have Bill on the line.
No, we have Brian.
Brian on the line.
Speaking of Brian, but not the same problem.
Right. Brian, good morning, Brian.
Hey, Alan, how are you this morning?
All right, how about you?
All pretty good. Just crossing the Cambridge Bridge.
So headed down to do some sick of deer hunting or some duck hunting?
Yeah, going down Taylor's Island.
Yep.
Yeah, do a little bow hunting down there.
Do a little bow hunting? Good. Good. Glad to hear it. You got...
Morning. I'm following out the boats down the road. I guess they're going ducking.
Yep, that sounds right. Well, you're from Kent County, right? I kind of recognize the voice.
Well, I know you. I wrote that November Woods.
Oh, I knew you. Yeah, Brian, sure, I know who you are now. Absolutely. Yep.
How's everything going, okay?
Good. How about with you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. You enjoying your new place there where you're working?
Yeah. The new job's doing pretty well.
Good. Glad to hear it. All right.
I didn't talk to you in a while. I figured I'd give you a call.
I think I need another poem, something about the marsh.
Yeah, I got a few things jotted down.
All right. That sounds good, man. So, good luck today.
Diving, ducking.
Diving, ducking. Yeah, that's good. Diving, ducking, sick of deer hunting. You got
that's
it,
right.
man.
What we do.
That's what we do. You're right. Yep. So.
All right,
Brian. Well, you're in the muzzleloader contest.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Good luck.
Bye bye.
And we got Stan.
Stan.
The truck driving man.
Stan, the truck driving man. We saw a couple. Morning.
Morning.
We saw a couple tankers the other day. Yesterday, I guess, coming out of the. Way station out there in Howard County. I was wondering if one of them was you.
No, unfortunately it wasn't.
I got it.
No, they got me doing a city thing, but somebody's got to do it.
I hear you.
Anyway, I was told to call in and say, "Hi, y'all, I want to be in the contest."
Well, yeah, then you just did. Thank you, and you are.
No, it goes further than that.
Oh, it does?
I want to be the winner.
Oh, well.
That way I don't have to call again. On a sadder note, I'm just flashing back to what you said about Clyde.
Yeah.
And I can remember back years just going in there, like flying the wall, just keeping mouth shut, ears open, and listening to everything they had to say there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got some instructions from that man that were just absolutely gorgeous. I mean,
yeah.
They've been here so long. Any question that I would have,
have
the answer for, and showed me how to do it right.
No question. No question.
Wheeling and dealing in there, and they're just beautiful people to work with. I mean,
during all the emergencies and all the crazy gun people buying. Lots of guns for protection and things like that. You know, they never raised their prices. They never gouged anybody ever, not ever once. You know,
I'm laughing now, but I'm laughing with respect. I think when they, I don't know, 2, 2, 3, or 5, 5, 6, and they had them in little baggies coming out of a barrel. I'm like,
Oh yeah.
That was, I can't remember which. The ammo crunch that was, but yes, we got it, and you did the commercial.
Yeah, I did. I sent people. I remember that they got a barrel 5.56 in, and nobody had it. And man, we sent people in there, and they bought them out in a week. So,
well,
yep. All right, buddy. Well,
I'll wait until it's all said and done.
Yep.
And then go back in and pay my respect.
You got it. Thanks, man. All right, Stan.
Y'all.
Keep the shiny side up, buddy.
Don't try like hell.
Keep the shiny right, side up.
Y'all.
All right, see
bye,
you.
Bye, Stan.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye, babe. Bye, bye.
we got Bill on the line. Bye, bye, babe. Sounds like me.
I love it.
Bill on the line. Good morning, Bill.
You need it.
Yeah. Good morning to you and your wife.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was listening to you. He's what, Western Maryland?
Yeah, we were.
Get around Loney County up there.
Loney County? Yeah, I've been to Loney County.
All right. Have you been to, I guess you went to Little Orleans then, right?
I've been to Little Orleans. We didn't go this trip.
I've never been there, I don't think.
I have, yeah. We've been right by there. Yeah,
that's
did you real, fish
I
up
like
there?
That little place.
Oh, yeah. Little Orleans, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to go to Bill's place when he was still alive. That's how long I've been up there. So.
Yeah, when we went hunting up there, we stopped by.
Yeah.
Then I heard a guy caught fire up there.
I think something happened. Yeah, I don't remember.
Something like that, yeah.
So,
I just wanted to get on that gun deal, right?
You're in on it, buddy. You're in on it. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Morning, Alan.
How are you?
Morning, love.
Good morning.
Oh.
I'm loving this morning.
I'm going to talk sweet to her. I might have a better chance of winning.
You never know.
Nah, I don't think.
How do you know?
Because we've never fixed it, ever.
I know.
So. Anyhow.
He makes me use my random generator.
Your random number generator. That works great.
How's it feel to be married to a rich woman with deep pockets?
You know, I have no idea.
He really doesn't.
Well, she must if you're going to take that trip to New Zealand she's talking about.
Well, we just got an entry from our buddy Ralph. He's in New Delhi.
New Delhi.
Uh-huh. Please enter my name in the contest. Should I win? New Delhi, India is nice time. It's nice this time of year. I'm sure you'll enjoy your visit.
I'm going to profess a little bit of ignorance here. I haven't been able to pick you up for a while until they got the new station.
Haven't been able to pick us up.
Yeah.
I don't know what
he couldn't get our radio
station. Well, what happened was our station across the hallway, QLL, went through a format change and a few other modifications. So that station actually had a low power FM transmitter up in the Harford County area, and then when the station across the hallway changed its format, WCBM took over that low power FM. So now we are well into the Harford County, Cecil County area. That's what he's referring to.
I'm glad you did, because I couldn't get anything here up here for a while. Awful lot of interference.
Yep.
Cool.
I'm glad you got it.
But he was pleading ignorant. What were you pleading about?
Because of that, I didn't catch what happened. Something about Clyde, you said?
Clyde's brother Bill passed away on Monday. Younger brother.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes, so are we.
I thought maybe you were saying the place folded or something.
No. They're going strong. But Bill was a big part of that, so, you know. And we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him.
Yeah. So. Well, of course, I called in to, take my chance with it. So.
You got it.
Well, wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Thank you.
Sweet talking to her if it works.
Thank you.
You're welcome, love. You all take care.
You have a great day.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We do need to take a little break, and we will talk about Clyde Sports Shop, and they will be open soon, and it won't be the same without Bill, of course, but the products will still be the same, and so we'll... I'll talk about the A5 because they've been a Browning dealer since the 60s.
Wow.
Okay. The Browning rep gave him a shot. You know, two young kids running a bait shop, wanted to be a gun dealer. So I knew the Browning rep at the time. And he gave him a shot, put some guns in. And one of those guns was an A5 shotgun, and Bill bought it. And Bill still hunted with his A5 from the 60s, even after the new generation came out, was reintroduced, and all that stuff. So the A5 is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak, Shadow Grass Blades, DuraTouch Camo. It has a fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver, just like all of them. It's ergonomically balanced. It's recoil-operated kinematic drive is the best. This is an autoloader shotgun, the 100,000-rounder 5-year guarantee, and you can find the A5 at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. As a matter of fact, the photo that we're using on the Outdoors and Radio Show Facebook page and the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Facebook page and the Maryland Loves Crabs Facebook page, that of Bill, is one I took when I did the article several years ago, and we cropped it, of course, but he's holding an A5 in that picture. How about that? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, phone 242-6108. Hey, Chris, we did, while you were screening calls, we did one of the Backyard Billy commercials. So we're going to talk right about Creative Concepts Taxidermy. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, with 30 years experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 1 and the 295 interstates. Also, Route 100 is right there, too. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studios, 3,800 square feet, has a 19-foot ceiling. Showroom's 1,500 square feet. A one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects. And when you walk in, you'll see Cape buffalo and giraffes and leopards climbing trees and a giant musk ox and some other things that are sitting there in the showroom that are just magnificent to behold. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. And Maryland's premier life-size taxidermy studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. We'll be right back after this message from Chris.
WCBM, Baltimore.
The remnants of Hurricane Delta will start to move into the Mid-Atlantic region heading into Sunday, and that's going to result in some wet weather, some showers pop up, and more rain may fall heading from Columbus Day on Monday into Tuesday. In the meantime, dry on this Saturday, a lot of cloud cover from this morning to the afternoon. The high today should climb to 77, which is about 8 degrees above average, with winds in from the southwest. A cloudy sky tonight with a low of 62, and then wet from Sunday into Monday with showers each day and highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night, it didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And he's stinking the high you long. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. Cause you don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can't feel it in your olfactory. It's in the middle. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking the high, high, yeah,
All right, Chris. I think Loudon Wainwright III has given us enough of what we need to smell this morning. So we appreciate that. Let's talk to William. Good morning, William.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Do they still allow hunting down Fort Meade?
I believe they do. Yes, sir.
My stepson and I were down there bow hunting.
Uh-huh.
I got a 14-point buck out of the south track.
You did?
Yeah.
How long ago?
You remember when you used to come down there, you had a beard?
Yeah, that's been a long time.
Yeah, that's when I got it.
Is that right? Did you ever have it measured for, for a score?
No.
No.
But
would
I
you like
carry it out. I had to get my stepson to help me carry it out.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, but I mean, would you like to have it measured and scored for the record book?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
Can he leave a name and number with Chris?
Chris got it,
right?
Yeah. Hey, Chris, put a little check mark beside William's name if you could. I'd appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay. And we'll give you a call, William, because 14-point buck, do you still have pictures of it?
Yeah. I got it down.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. That's a nice buck. That is a very nice buck.
You say they don't allow hunting no more down there?
No, I think they still do.
Oh.
I think they still do, yeah. So.
Both tracks?
It's been so long, I can't tell you about that. Maybe we can get somebody from there on, and we'll be able to talk about it more intelligently.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so, nice place to hunt.
All right. Yeah. Are you still hunting? Are you still hunting?
Yeah.
William? Yeah.
I hunt down Eastern Shore now.
Do you? Yeah. Me too. Me too.
We hunt sick of deers.
Do you?
My favorite kind of deer.
Yep. That's the only deer meat Robin will eat other than moose.
You know, it don't have a tallow taste like a whitetail.
No, it doesn't. And the tallow taste, you can get rid of if you trim all the fat off the outside and even the fat around the bone, in the steaks and stuff. You can get rid of that tallow taste a lot.
Doesn't help.
Robin, you stick to yourself. There's a lot of our listeners, more listeners out there eat deer meat than you, so.
Sick to mount it right on the wall there.
Yep.
And that's rarity.
No question. Yeah.
It looks like so big.
Yeah. It could be an exotic too. It could be one from Texas or anywhere in the world. There are different brands of Sitka deer.
Yeah, they don't say where they got it.
No. No. A buddy of mine had one mounted in the hunting department there for a long time that was really, really nice one. I mean, it ranked really high. So anyway. But, yeah. Well, hey, look, I appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you.
Hey, Alan. Can
have
you,
a good day.
You have a great day, William.
You too.
Can you give out the number to call again?
410-922-6680. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. For those of you who would like to enter the muzzleloader contest, we'll be more than glad to do that.
Is there 800 number?
If you have a landline in Maryland, yes. 800-922-6680.
922-6680.
Yeah.
I did that wrong. Okay.
Yeah, if they have a landline, they can call in. No question. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Chris, for that information. Do we have any callers on the line, buddy?
No, sir. Line's dead.
Robin, call in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Now somebody's calling in. Hold on.
I had to get somebody a number.
Gotcha. 800-922-6680. If you have a landline and you live in Maryland. Otherwise, on your cell phone, it's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I know what I wanted to tell the folks. I went online. We watched that debate, and now we've got all kinds of controversy and all that stuff,
Don't get me started.
No, I know. Well, but I went online. I sent this to myself, and I wanted to share this with our listeners. Let's see if I can find it here. Not long ago. Oh, Oh, yeah. Somebody asked me to do that, too. Baltimore County Game and Fish. Their sight-in schedule is muzzleloader only today, 9 to 3. Rifle or shotgun is November 14th, November 15th, November 21, and November 22. November 14, 9 to 3. November 15th, noon to 3. November 21 is 9 to 3. And November 22nd is noon to 3. It's $5 for a rifle or shotgun. Think of this as an investment, considering the high cost of ammunition. You don't have to take a second or third shot. Your investment is really paid off. Please bring your firearm onto the range unloaded, in a case, and the action open. Eye and ear protection required. Face covering required. 3400 North Wind Road, Baltimore, Maryland. And our buddy Butch helped us with that, helped me with that with the new muzzleloader last year. So, Baltimore County Fish and Game, great range. Let's talk to John. Good morning, John. How are you? Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hello, John. I don't hear anything. I don't hear Chris. I don't hear nothing.
Oh, he hung up.
John hung up.
Yep.
Okay.
John,
sorry, Chris.
John hung up.
John hung up. John, you're not in the
I'm still in the process of screening a few more. Hold on.
Okay, we're here. All right, got it. He's a busy man.
I know.
He's a busy guy.
But we enjoy the phone calls.
Yeah. But I know what I was... Oh, got off track here. Let's see. Because I was scrolling through my emails and saw that one. So where is... By the way, folks, if you sign on to CVA, go to their website, there's a great... sweepstakes going on right now, too. You can win. But what was I looking at? We were going, brother.
I have no idea, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. I know you don't. There's so much stuff. Where in the world is it?
I don't know.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I sent it to myself. If you go to the Democrat nominee for president's website, and type in gun violence. You're going to see some things that will alarm you. Okay? They will alarm you. Ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Regulate possession of existing assault weapons under the National Firearms Act. Now, when they say assault weapons, they're talking about your AR, you know, format kind of gun. They're talking about modern sporting rifles. They're not talking about a true assault weapon. They're talking about AR. Buy the assault weapons, buy back the assault weapons and high capacity magazines already in our communities. Reduce the stockpiling of weapons by controlling the sale of guns, restricting your Second Amendment right to purchase firearms. Keep guns out of dangerous hands. Require background checks for all gun sales. They already do. Close the other loopholes in the federal background check system. Reinstate the Obama-Biden policy to keep guns out of the hands of certain people and able to manage their affairs. And then close the hate crime loophole, close the Charleston loophole, close the fugitive from justice loophole, end the online sale of firearms and ammunition, create an effective program to ensure individuals who become prohibited from possessing firearms relinquish their weapons. Okay, so you're going to go to every felon's home and check, I guess. It goes on and on and on and on and on. So if you want to basically give up your Second Amendment rights, vote for the Democratic nominee. So Camo Preacher weighed in. He said he loves his CVA. Yep, I'm sure he does. We all do. Tony, good morning, Tony. Tony, good morning. How are you, Tony? Hello, Tim. Good.
It's great to hear you again. It's been a while because I've been doing a lot of hunting out in Frederick, and it's hard to get you when I'm on my way out at 4 in the morning.
You can listen on your phone.
You know what? I'm old. I got to tell you. I'll have to have one of my daughters show me how to do that.
Sure. Don't worry. Don't let Alan fool you when it comes to technology.
What do you mean?
Well, good. Well, he's not as
Look, my wife says she goes to buy something, and she pushes her phone in front of the guy, and it's paid for. I have no idea how that works. Huh?
Well, I have no trust in that.
Neither do I.
I got to tell you, Alan, I'm under a lot of pressure right now. I have two daughters in their 20s, both on these special diets. They're like, Dad, you got 3 deer last year. You better get 5 or 6 this year because we love deer. And more importantly, it's just so lean, it works great on their diet. So
you're absolutely right.
Wish me luck. Wish me luck.
I will tell you, there's plenty of deer in Frederick County, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
We've seen a lot of big does. The fawns have just about lost their spots, but I've seen a couple without fawns, and I'm talking probably 4 or 5-year-old nice, big, healthy does.
Those are the ones you want.
Absolutely.
Those are the ones you want. Yep, a lot of meat. They eat good, and, you know, you're helping the landowner as well. So.
You got it. Hey, listen, I just wanted to check in. Thank you for what you do, and you've got my buy-in not to vote Biden.
Very good, man. Very good. I'll tell you something. Some of the stuff I read on that website about firearms and what their plans are, scary, scary, scary. So.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too.
By the way, we urge everybody to vote. You know, vote your conscience, vote your choice, vote however you want to vote. We're not trying to suppress the vote, but we're trying to say you better examine the platforms of both the candidates. You better do that.
You have to vote intelligently and informed.
Yes, but, I mean, when it comes to the Second Amendment, you know, this guy's out there saying we're going to take them. We're going to confiscate them. We're going to buy them back, and we're going to ban the sale, and we're going to sue the manufacturers. I mean, everything that they have tried over the decades to do is on this guy's website. We're going to do this, and we're going to do that. I mean, it is a very virulent anti-gun platform. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk to John. He called back. Good morning, John.
How are y'all today?
Good. Yourself?
Good.
Did you get out of a cell?
Well, I'm a little better right now, but
yeah, it sounds good. Where are you headed today?
I help a farmer down here in Y Mills.
Y Mills? That's awesome. Not far away. Yeah, good for you. Good for you. So, what's on the agenda for today? Picking corn?
Yeah, picking corn, planting wheat.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're going to be busy. That's good.
Without a doubt.
That's good. I hope the farmer near me, who leases part of the property, I hope he plows under that fallow field or cuts the hay off of it or something and plants something in there because the weeds are so high I can't see the deer coming anymore.
Oh my.
So, yeah.
Plenty of cover to hang in.
There's lots of cover, and they love the grass. You know they love grass, and they love to bed in it. And you know, but there's a couple of 100 acres of corn surrounding me too, and they're hanging in there too. So they're just not moving correctly. You know,
we need a little weather. And it'll be great.
Oh, that'll be all right. I have no worry about that. So
there's plenty of deer around.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. So
I just wanted to call with a quick story. Bill and Clyde, they used to hunt a farmer I worked for back in the 80s.
Yep.
Really nice guys.
They are nice guys, no question.
Really
yep.
Good people.
Yep.
Without a doubt. But that's all I wanted to say. But thank you all for what you do. Enjoy your show every Saturday morning.
All right, John. Thank you
so much. John, you have a great day.
Good luck on the muzzleloader contest.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right, buddy. See ya.
And we got Richard.
Hey, we got Richard, and we got Debbie, and we got Rusty. Now,
how are we doing this?
I don't know. Let's talk to Richard.
Let's talk to Richard and figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. And then we'll take a little break after that. Good morning, Richard. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, you guys. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
I was calling to enter the muzzle contest.
Okay, you're in.
Okay, thank you. And let you know the crowds are running good right now.
I am so glad you said that.
Yep, I know. They're are they fat?
Medium, hit and miss.
Yeah, because of the moon. Yep, I got you.
They're all like between 6 and 7 inch crabs, but some of them are paper shells, but some of them are heavy.
That's good.
I just want one more set before we're done this year.
You and I both.
Okay.
Kent Narrows.
Okay. Thank
Sounds
you.
Good.
Thanks, Richard.
Okay, good guys. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's talk to Debbie, and then we'll take our second break. Good morning, Debbie. How are you? Hello,
hey, Debbie.
Glad Hello,
you guys
Debbie.
Had a good trip.
We did.
And I know you missed that little man.
More than you have any idea.
I had a great time.
Yeah, he's done a few things since we've been gone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So did you call to enter the muzzleloader contest, Debbie?
I sure did.
Awesome.
I'd find a good spot and eat use for it.
I bet you could. I bet you could. Without a doubt. So.
I called to enter.
Good.
Have a great day and glad you made it back safe.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for taking such good care of me.
Day out with you.
Me too.
Us too.
All righty, guys.
Okay, see you.
Right. Have a good one.
Bye, Debbie.
Bye.
You know, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. Are you looking for that new backyard grill? Well, Pellet Grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe are here at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they use FAR. How about Premium Gas Logs by Real Fire? REALFYRE, to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. Gas fireplace logs. How many places did we go over the week where they had the gas fireplace logs in the fireplace?
A lot.
Yep. Gas wall fireplaces. Have you ever seen these? A plate of glass with a fire behind it in your wall? They are extra special looking, and they'll add a good look to any room. And gas fire tables, like out on our deck, are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all those fire-producing, all those fire-producing appliances. Struggling. At Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, or electric or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's where we got ours. In Graysonville. Stop now into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your fireplace. Excuse me. Maryland's premier life-size studio is called Creative Concepts Taxidermy and provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, with 30 years' experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. And that taxidermist is John George. He specializes in big game animals from Africa and Asia and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, just off Route 1, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 Interstate Corridor. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet. It is filled with great-looking game. That's in the showroom, that is. That's 1,500 square feet, bigger than my old house. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. Call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558. And that's for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. And I have to cough. And I want to apologize in advance to our listeners. I'm going to take the microphone off. Sorry, folks. 410 WCBM 680. What time is it? 5:56. Let's see. Who do we have on the line? Rusty. Good morning, Rusty. Thank you.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Good morning.
I'm doing terrific.
Good.
On my way down to do some crabbing this morning.
Well, good for you.
Where are you headed?
Hackett Point, right outside of Annapolis.
Oh, yeah. Yep, Hackett's Bar, Hackett Point. Yep, good place.
Yeah, in that little cove in the Whitehall.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. You got a lot of commercial crabbers out there a little further out off the bar, but,
absolutely.
You know, and they're there all year, so there must be some crabs in the area, you know?
Yeah, I was down here a couple of weeks ago, and we caught about a bushel of females before we got one male.
Oh, man.
I don't have a commercial license, so had to dump them all back in.
Everything went back, yeah. That's what happens. So, indeed.
I called up because I'm so happy to hear you talk about this election coming up. It's serious. I tell my buddies, man, how serious this election is, and they just don't get it. A lot of guys aren't even registered to vote. I can't believe it.
I know it. It's absolutely amazing.
This one's important.
And the excuses are stupid. Well, if I register to vote, I'm going to get called for jury duty.
Do you have a driver's license?
You have a driver's license? Yeah. That's how they determine who gets called for jury duty.
The guys are hunters, and they can't be bothered. I said, you know how serious this is? They want to take your guns away from you.
Yep, exactly right. Exactly right. So
I had, when I was a young blood, I'm a little older now.
Yeah, we all are.
I made some bad choices when I was a young blood.
And, uh-huh.
A couple years ago, I went to get myself a pistol. I had pistols, shotguns, guns all my life. Hunting, had a hunting license, went hunting. Went down to register, thought I was going to do the right thing. Registered to get a pistol.
Guess what? You got denied, didn't you?
Well, I had the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, and now they're, bombs or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
Came to my door to confiscate all my guns.
Yep. Exactly.
Said I had when I was young, I did a plea bargain. I did a plea bargain and didn't know what I was doing when I was, 30 years ago.
Yep.
I tell you guys, you better get out there and take care of business.
Yep. Yeah, if you have a misdemeanor where you could have gotten a year in jail, that's the clincher right there. So, watch. Other than traffic stops, I've never been arrested. Thank God.
So. I know you don't like to be political, but hey, this is serious business here.
You got it, man.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
thanks
that.
For backing us up.
You guys, take care.
You too, buddy.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great day.